216-474-0092. That's the number to call in if you want to participate in the show. Man, I can't wait. 1 o'clock. Miles Garrett. Boys are back in town. Browns gathered, ready to roll, getting moving. We're not going to see pads till next week, but hey, they're here. The football season rolls on, and right now they haven't lost a game. So life is good if you're a Browns fan, at least for today. It's all about talk rather than action on the field, and we'll see that soon enough. Omar Vizquel was just with us, former Indians shortstop. His new website, Omar Vizquel 13. He was just with us, Mary Kay Cabot.
Website looks good.
At 10:40. Yeah, it's got that, you know, that famous play that he made at short where he's just stretched out like Spider-Man. And it's just pretty cool. That's where it starts. And there's a lot of really neat stuff.
You mean the play he made every game?
Yeah, that would be true. Or between every inning. No one was more fun to watch in between innings than Omar Vizquel. It was like, I don't know, I can't explain. How would you explain it? Like a juggler or just making plays that you would never see? And just, it's just so much fun. And like, seriously, like you didn't want to turn away while the team was warming up, because he would make these spectacular plays or just flip the ball here or do something like that. So it was always exciting to watch that. All right, let's get into the Guardians, Jeff, with the trade deadline knocking on the door next week. You know, there's a Rich, I almost said Rich Passan, Jeff Passan, his son, has a great story out there on ESPN talking about every team's trade deadline preview and his intel that he has on every team. And when it comes to the Guardians, his intel, and I didn't feel like this was happening a week ago. He just said that the headline for the Guardians was just how much will they subtract? And I agree with that. I think that's what most Guardians fans are saying. Are you looking at it and saying, is Carlos Santana going to be gone? Is that one, Elaine Thomas, could he be gone? What happens with Shane Bieber? Like, how much are they willing to give up? And who are the players they might be willing to get? And then he said that their best asset is Stephen Kwan. And I'm just kind of befuddled.
Andy, he's untouchable.
He is? According to?
Other reporters.
Yeah, that he's untouchable. So I'm a little intrigued by the fact that Kwan's name is just popping up left and right over the last 48, 72 hours.
I'm not. Don't ask me why. It's a weird thing to me.
Why?
Dan has mentioned, you know, some of the deep dive numbers show that Steven's not running as well as he was. That's a huge part of his game. And he's had some issues, you know, with his legs. And I have an issue that I keep looking at with him, and it's that his batting average has dropped exponentially from the beginning throughout the season this year and last. And I just wonder, I wonder if you combine those two things, that he's not running as well and that his numbers are dropping like crazy during the season for 2 years in a row, and maybe some information that they're getting when they talk to his agent, that they think, yeah, we need to trade him sooner rather than later. Now, when I say all that, man, I like having Stephen Kwan on this team. I think he's terrific. He's a great left fielder, does a really nice job, and is a good leadoff hitter. I don't think he's a great leadoff hitter, but I think he's a good leadoff hitter. To me, great leadoff hitters hit 320, if people can hit 320 in this day and age. I think he's good, and I like him, and I wouldn't move him unless I got a deal I couldn't turn down. There's a team that might be able to give you that.
Dan, are you buying the whole? I mean, I know what was the number you had for last year? He had a bad. What, he have a bad August last year? What'd you say before the show? You were telling me his numbers were bad.
His batting average dropped every month last season.
But he walks. I mean, he makes up for it with the fact he's got such a good eye.
Yeah,
I mean, great. He ends at bats on base 34%, or actually close to 35% of the time.
I like him. I don't want to trade him.
He did hit .381 in the playoffs last year.
Terrific. The guy. I want him on the team. And we just laid out why his name might be in these rumors still.
Yeah.
And we hear untouchable, but his name keeps popping up. So I think it tells you.
Why am I having trouble kind of swallowing diminishing skills towards the end of the season for him, knowing that? Is it because, I mean, he's in his fourth year? I don't know. I mean, I just, when I watch this team, I have two guys I trust when they go to the plate every time. Every time. And he's one of them. And I'm not willing to walk away from that.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I mean, if he's not up there and Jose's not up there, we keep our fingers crossed. And Carlos, you can.
And you're like, oh my God, maybe it's Santana. Maybe Santana's up. And
this year, for giggles,
okay,
batting average by month, and they combine April and March, mm-hmm. 322 April and March, 308 May, 244 June, 230 July. That's not the trending in the right direction you want.
No, it's not.
Last year, and again, he bounced back in the playoffs. You're right. Last year, it was not good. It's not what you're looking for. And it was the same type of thing. And I clicked on the wrong thing again by a mistake.
It's all right.
But hold on. Here you go. Last year, 350 in April and March. And then 471 in May. I mean, that was the month. Remember, he's, you know, right around 400. And everybody's thinking, can this guy hit 400? June, 374. July, 250. August, 207. September and October, 195. That's just happens once. Okay. Happens twice. Probably more than coincidence. Maybe the guy gets worn down. Maybe the guy is beat up. You know, he's not the biggest guy. Maybe his body, you know, fires back at him during the season. I don't know. All that said, Andy, I don't want to trade him.
No,
but I also don't want to let him walk away in free agency. And that's two years down the road.
I think you have another year to wait on him.
I think you're absolutely right.
And then if you're waiting out next year and they're significantly better, then you might have to think about, you know, cracking open the checkbook to keep him somewhere down the road.
Well, you load it up on outfield power hitters in this draft. I know. It's a draft. I know that. You know, last year you drafted Travis Bezzana. Did not draft power hitters in the draft. You know, this year you loaded up on him. Last year you passed on Nick Kurtz. What's he have, 18 home runs? You passed on Jack Caglione. He's already up. You passed on our guy Charlie Condon, who Dan and I both wanted. I think he's in high A ball or just moved up to double A. He'd been dealing with an injury.
The ownership switch could happen in what, 28? I think it's 28. I'm almost bought. And then that's when Kwan's an unrestricted free agent. I'll be interesting to see if the Blitzer transition happens. You know,
it still is an if.
Yeah. Well, they have the option.
They have the option, yeah.
They have the option to do it. So, I mean, the Dolans could still have the team in 28 and beyond if for some reason the Blitzers don't want to expand their minority role in the team and take over the majority role of the team. And I wonder how that affects any contract that could possibly happen in the next 2-3 years. I think you have to keep that in the back of your mind. I think it would be easier to kind of plan if you knew they were planning on doing it. But, I mean, if I were them, I wouldn't make any noise yet. I'd be like, well, when were the options there for me to take over? Then I'll do it then. But until then, why would you even, you know, unless you're worried about losing a player like Stephen Kwan, if you think Stephen Kwan is a lifer. I mean, there aren't very many lifers in any sport.
Anyway, well, he has to be willing to be.
I also, you know, we talk about this trade deadline thing, and Clase's name has kind of really cooled off a little bit, hasn't it?
Oh, give it about 2 hours.
You think so?
The LA Dodgers lost another
relief
pitcher, Tanner Scott.
MRI night. Came back clean for Scott, though.
Oh!
Saying just inflammation.
There you go. You got your information back in 10 seconds.
However, inflammation in your elbow of your closer on a team that's already had huge injuries in the bullpen and thinks it can win it all. Well, what does that scream?
Aspirin.
No, it screams. It screams. Let's go get a closer. Let's get him in here. And if we have to give up something to win a World Series, we'll do it. That was funny.
What was the other one?
Ben Gay.
Anything that can smell up the entire bus.
Ben Gay. Right?
Anything you're like, oh, what is that smell? Flexerol is a drug. What's the other one? Why can't I think of the other one? There's another, like a salve.
Icy Hot?
It's not, Icy Hot is one, but there's another. There's a local company. Yeah. There's one I can't remember. It's super famous, and I just, my mind just can't get there. Do we think they're making a move or not? I think.
Yes, they will make some kind of a move. Don't ask me if they're buying or selling.
You know what's going to happen on Monday, right? Or no, the trade deadline is 31st, right? So that gives us till what, next Thursday?
Yes, sir.
Next Thursday. Next Friday, the press conference with Chris Antonetti is going to be like this. Well, we got Shane Bieber back. It's just like making a trade. There you have it. I've already looked into the future.
It's an assumption.
Fair?
Well, do you know you have Shane Bieber back?
I'm just saying that it'll be Bieber or any chance Bizzano with three doubles last night? Any chance we see him the last month of the season? We've taken him out of the Arizona cage, right?
That would be very sweet. I just don't think that's the case. This is the Cleveland Guardians we are talking about. It's the opposite of the Cleveland Browns in that they have a plan and they follow it.
It's like we willed him to have a great night last night. Yesterday we were talking about, like, you know, we should be talking about Bizzano right now, shouldn't we? And then, boom, look what he's been doing.
There's also a little taste of Akron. To a silly degree.
Dodgers' other relief pitcher left with an injury, Ben Kasperius. His name had been kind of in trade rumors. But you know, if they're down a couple of relief pitchers, guys, I'm not advocating trading Emmanuel Clase. I'm not.
I don't know. Maybe you bring Bizzano up. That makes Kwan happy. The whole Oregon connection there.
Oregon State.
Right?
Oregon State.
It's same state. The state of Oregon, dude. State of Oregon. I'm not talking about whether it's Oregon State or Oregon.
Well, dude's from Australia.
Doesn't matter.
The other dude's from California.
You don't understand the influence of living in the Northwest.
Look, there's a tree.
There you go. Exactly. But you can understand it better if you've lived in Northern Idaho or
Travis,
Oregon.
I'm Stephen.
Western
Welcome
Washington.
Welcome to Tree City.
Eastern Washington.
We are home. This is the Forest City. We are home.
If you can understand that travel through the rolling hills of the Palouse to get into the fine herbal essence of life in the United States and the Great Northwest.
Why did they make that shampoo green? I remember shampoo.
You just use soap. Is that it? You still have a little left there. You can still use some shampoo on that. So the bottle might last a couple years, but that's okay. Jeff's got hair. He's got some.
That 99
he's got crew.
That 99 cent shampoo does last a long time, boy.
He's got a bottle of crew from like 1994. Still working. You just need a little dab. Little dab. Chris Rose is going to join us at 12:20.
Never liked you.
Let's talk more about what the Guardians should be doing, what they should be thinking, and what direction you want them to go in. 216-474-0092. Browns enter camp in Berea as well.